Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And now joining us at 8:55, just a few minutes late, with our pre-opening commodity market report, here's AM 580's Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Government Accountability Office said in a report that more oversight and coordination is needed among federal agencies to prevent genetically modified crops from accidentally being released into the food and feed supply. Since 2000, there have been six known unauthorized releases of GMO crops into the food supply involving GMO corn and rice. And a group of 22 senators signed a letter to the president today saying it is not worth holding more WTO talks right now if other countries are not willing to make more market concessions for U.S. farm exports. The letter comes 2 days after the World Trade Organization released the latest editions of the Agriculture and Manufacturing Negotiating Texts. Dow Jones Industrial Average 87.99 is down 134 points. The NASDAQ at 1560 is off 11.5, and the S&P 500 is at 899.89, and it's down 10.81 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Wet weather is moving across much of the Midwest Corn Belt. After that, several days of dry weather to follow. There is a winter storm with snow from parts of Minnesota and northern Iowa across Wisconsin. Parts of northern Missouri, southern Iowa, and northern Illinois will share in some of that, as well as Michigan. But for most areas, it's going to be mostly rain. Field work will not take place for the next several days. In South America, we're looking at Argentina and Brazil, drier weather returning, but cooler weather, so at least drying rates will not be as great. And it looks like there's going to be several days of dry weather for Argentina and Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil. Farther north in Brazil, it does look like there's going to be scattered showers and thunderstorms over the next 5 days, and that's going to help improve conditions in those areas. So topsoils will get some precipitation. That would include Mato Grosso do Sul, Mato Grosso, Minas Gerais, Goiás, Sao Paulo, and Paraná. So it does look like some improving conditions for much of Brazil, except the far southern areas. And we'll be having to look ahead a little farther to see what's going to happen next. It looks like showers and thunderstorms will continue next week in some of the northern production areas of Brazil, but we're not as sure about the south and also for Argentina, so those will be the places to watch. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Monday overnight trading session, the prices looked like this. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 516¾, down a quarter, last trade down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 475¼, up 2¼, last trade up 2. March, 491½, up 1, last trade up 3/4. July, 516, down 3/4, last trade unchanged. December corn opened at 314¼, unchanged, last trade down 3¼. March, 330, unchanged, last trade down 3¼. May, 340½, unchanged, last trade down 4¼. December, 374¼, up a half, last trade down 3½. January beans open at 821¼, up 3/4, last trade down 6¼. March, 825¼, down a quarter, last trade down 6¾. July, 845, down a half, last trade down 10. November of 2009, 843¾, down a quarter, last trade down 8¼. January soybean meal opened at 247.70, unchanged, last trade down 240. January soybean oil opened at 29.81, up 4, Last trade down 13. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like the market has sort of settled into what it believes is fair value.
Well, the one-day big move up yesterday, don't know if it'll hold much, but we might be a little sideways now here for a while, but they're calling things a little bit lower this morning. They were hoping that the early higher dollar and the higher metals and the higher energies would hold, but energies are now a lot lower and the Dow's lower, and so that early highs did not hold there.
Yesterday's big move up was shorts just getting out and going even ahead of the holidays, or is there something else in play here?
I think it was well oversold. Not meaning that won't go lower, but it had been sold down so hard that there was ready for short covering, people to buy back those shorts and take their money and run. And then the outside markets yesterday were all up, and that, you know, as we've pulled it down with the outside markets, they helped pull it up yesterday.
We have a USDA set of reports due on Thursday, both WASDE and crop production. What are you looking for?
We're expecting it to be a little negative on the corn and maybe beans and maybe a little positive on the wheat.
In particular, what numbers do you think USDA will be adjusting?
I think they'll be adjusting usage numbers, and they also might, as a result of that, be raising carryout numbers, especially on the corn, with less usage of the corn being the main one.
What do you think the working number for ending stocks with the traders is right now?
Oh, I think it's probably raised $100 million to $200 million is about it. I think they've been working with the less usage for now quite a while, with the commodities all over the world being lower.
Do you think that by January we could have an ending stocks report as high as 1.7 to 2 million bushels?
I think that's possible if they cut into the ethanol usage and cut then some of the exports, especially on the corn. So I think that's entirely possible.
We're hearing ethanol crush numbers, reductions as low as 600 to 700 million bushels.
Yeah, and you add that onto what we've got, and then you add exports that we aren't exporting, and 1 billion becomes 1.8 billion, like you were talking.
What about on the bean side? What are you hearing? We're beginning to hear that perhaps we're going to come back into a period where exports will be supported in here.
Well, exports right now, China is buying beans like mad, but they're about it. And the beans out of South America have gotten good rains lately, so that production could come in to raise that carryout. So usage-wise on the beans, the exports could be raised, but the crush is down, so they might have to lower that, and then you've got South American beans that are coming on strong.
What are you telling your producers to do who have a position on that, who have some puts down in this level?
Well, we've tried to have the puts on for the fall, and if you've got good money in it, we might be rolling them lower, but we're not ready to give up on puts. We think we could see new lows after the first of the year.
And what would trigger those new lows, in your opinion?
Lack of usage and the world economy, which is what's been pushing us down all this amount.
What do you think of how the wheat market's been doing in the last month or so?
Wheat market might be the one that might bounce a little because of lack of acres planted and possible problems with the wheat on Australia. They might have very poor quality there. Even though they've got more wheat than last year, it might be very poor quality, not being milling quality.
You think a rally is potentially possible in soft red winter wheat, and that in turn might pull corn and beans up by the bootstraps?
I think it could be possible to have a rally, but I don't know that it'll go very far. And I think it's going to be hard to pull anything higher without the outside markets being higher.
Well, producers still remain pretty bulled up about this marketplace.
Yeah.
And in part because they're angry that they missed the moves over the summertime. What can they anticipate to the upside, do you think?
I don't know that we can anticipate much right now unless the outside and the economies of the world recover. The stuff from yesterday in the news about China maybe going to put more money in their economy, and India also could easily help. But today, the Dow started higher, and now we're down 100 points again. Mm-hmm. Same way with metals. They were higher, same way with the outside markets. If they're lower, they're going to drag us lower due to just lack of anybody wanting it and needing it. And that means we really, you know, don't have any upside potential. I think we could go back up to the $4 level on corn. I don't think the $5 is available right now. If we don't plant any corn, then for the 09, I think you've got good possibilities. But usage is the big word, and economy of the world is a big word.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave. And then we have the governor got arrested this morning, so everybody's joyous in Illinois.
Pete Manhart is with Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:06 Central Time.